Coast Radio News for Friday, April 16, 2021. I'm George Henry. The Siuslaw School District has reported that an employee of the high school has tested positive for COVID-19. Families of students that were in contact with a staff member were called by the high school office. According to the release, school officials are not overly concerned about transmission to other students due to the way the learning environment has been managed with consistent physical distancing and masking. The school district is working with Lane County Public Health to assist in responding to the situation and to protect the health of the community. The school is in progress of a deep cleaning of classrooms and common areas and are using an electric static disinfecting sprayer to cover the affected areas. The school has posted the letter that went out to families on the school's homepage and the district website. School is expected to be in session on Monday. Florence has reached the 200 mark for COVID-19 cases. Lane County Public Health added 3 more cases to the list yesterday. Lane County also added 74 new or presumptive coronavirus cases to their list. The increase comes as the county reaches the end of its first cautionary week. Current numbers for cases per 100,000 is now at 94.14, a sign that the county could be moving past the moderate risk level to the high level when the OHA releases the new report. The state also has reported 733 new cases and 6 new deaths. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for the coast. The warning will be in effect through late this evening. The warning comes as unseasonably warm and dry conditions enter the coastal region. A red flag warning is an indicator that critical fire conditions are present, and should a fire start, it could grow rapidly. Outdoor burning is not recommended for today. Temperatures today are expected to be 20 degrees above normal. Almost 128,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine are currently in storage in Oregon. Health officials say it may be several weeks before the public knows the results of an investigation into why some people that have received the vaccine have suffered blood clots. More than 87,000 people in Oregon have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and there are no reported clots in any of those individuals. More than 6.8 million doses have been administered nationwide. The Oregon Health Authority is reporting that due to the increased vaccination infrastructure, it has been able to maintain a daily dose average of 38,728. The state has about 500,000 doses on hand and is regularly receiving shipments. That number does not include the Johnson & Johnson doses. Gas prices have reached a spring apex, according to Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon. Dodds attributes the steady prices this week to increases in production and a dip in crude oil prices. The average price for a gallon of gas in the state is unmoved from last week at $3.20 a gallon, and the price of a regular gallon of gas for Florence is averaging $3.09. Dodds says there is no indication on how long prices will remain in check, but crude oil prices account for about 60% of the price at the pump. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, April 16th, 2021.